Welcome to South Haven Business Beat. This is our special election edition. We talk to the candidates about the issues important to you and your business. We would like to thank the following sponsor, Follow App. The Follow App is the long-term solution for networking, instantly connecting you to those frequently missed opportunities to find the right referral partner or new client to grow your business. And now, here's your host, Aaron Kozort.
Hello, I'm Aaron Kozort, and welcome back to South Haven Business Beat. We're here today with Marcus Turner, who is running for District 1. This is part of our series on the 2023 elections. Marcus, great to have you with us today.
It's a pleasure to be here also.
Yeah, yes, so sir. You're running for District 1 Supervisor. Yes. Tell me a little bit about yourself.
Well, I'm a lifetime Mississippian, born and raised in Indianola, Mississippi. I'm married to Dr. Dina Turner. We have two amazing children, McAllen, age 9, Madeline, she's 19 months.
Yeah, right.
And we have two businesses in DeSoto County. One is Marcus T. Turner & Associates, which is an insurance and also financial firm. And then we have the Cairo Place, which is located in South Haven. We've been giving back to communities for our entire career, and serving is one of the things that we love to do.
Mm-hmm. So as you're looking at this opportunity to run, what's one of the most pressing issues that you think is important to run for as district supervisor?
Well, the most pressing is investing into our future, which is our children. Better schools, newer schools, more technology, and also resources. But one of the main things is having trained and qualified SRO so our children can stay safe, which is security officers.
Absolutely. Yes. Absolutely. So what do you see, you know, as you step back and think about the position of supervisor, what do you see as the primary role of a DeSoto County supervisor?
To manage DeSoto County's budget, to make sure that the budget is spent well on infrastructure, education for children, also the safety of everyone.
You know, so you think about that, and you think about some of your ideas there of the most pressing issues. It's probably pretty easy to extrapolate. What's the reason you're running?
To have a more of an impact on this beautiful county, which is DeSoto County.
Yeah.
Yes.
Now, are you originally from DeSoto County, or are you originally from Mississippi? Where you originally come from?
Indianola, Mississippi.
Okay.
Yes, and been in Olive Branch for about 15 years.
Okay. All right. So why would you consider yourself the best person to represent small businesses? Of course, the chamber that is sponsoring this podcast has a lot of work that they do with small businesses, a lot of focus on small businesses. And we've got a growing population of small businesses in DeSoto County. So how do you feel as though what do you bring to the table, shall we say, for small businesses in DeSoto County?
Almost 25 years experience. I've been in the financial and also insurance industry for almost 25 years. Mm-hmm. So looking at budget and also building a small business mm-hmm. from the ground up. Ground up meaning about $3,000.
Sure.
When I first started my practice, that's what I had.
Mm-hmm.
And grew it over to a million-dollar business.
Sure.
And also, with a small business, you also have to be connected to your community.
Absolutely.
So within the business that I have, also serve people on a day-to-day basis, not only for their financial future, but to protect everything that they've worked so hard for.
Sure. So what job experience, and I think this kind of segues right in what you were saying, what job experience do you have that you feel qualifies you to be efficient as a supervisor?
Well, again, I started a small business from a couple of thousands of dollars.
Mm-hmm.
And with this business, you also look at the budget for the counties.
Sure.
And you allocate those budgets to maximize the growth and development and also infrastructure of the county.
You know, you've mentioned infrastructure a few times. What do you feel as though the infrastructure focus needs to be in DeSoto County right now?
When I'm traveling to work, when we are traveling to drop the kids off, or when people are traveling to go shopping, we need to have a better experience to get there.
Mm-hmm.
So we need to have broader roads and also better transportation methods so people can get to where they're going to.
Sure.
We're taking a second to thank our sponsors. Wisdom Integrators, Are you a business owner and is technology getting in the way of your business? If your computers are slow, your website is horrible, or your business needs more efficiency, then it's time to reach out to Aaron Kozort and Wisdom Integrators. Be sure to share and subscribe for more business resources. Now back to South Haven Business Beat.
So, what are the top three concerns you want to address for the district?
Education, safety, and also economic development, okay, which includes infrastructure as
sure,
well.
Yeah. Sure, sure. On the safety side, you can draw out a little bit, you know, what your thoughts are there.
Okay. Just having the up-to-date and most up-to-date technology. Of course, when someone's from out of town, each entrance and also exit way has a camera to identify tags. Maybe the tag has been involved in a robbery, or sure, maybe that person sure is wanted. So just the safety part.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
You know, as we think about the concerns that you've expressed about the county, you know, what are your thoughts on how the county can improve in the way it spends money and help citizens spend money in the county?
Well, by having more options. When people are dining, when they're shopping for clothes, and even cars, or going somewhere that's 2 hours away for the same things that we can have here in DeSoto County, we should also have those things here. And for a few reasons, for convenience, and also to make our city more attractive, but the main thing is so we can earn dollars and circulate our dollars back into our county instead of spreading them in other places.
Sure. You know, where does education fall in your focus as a county supervisor?
Well, the first thing is our children should be able to compete on any platform in the world. We should not lack them of technology and also resources where when they get on these certain platforms, when they go to college or when they're interviewing for a job or a top executive place with a big company, they should have those same resources that other places have as well, such as technology, such as things that they may need to learn financially, how a dollar works, how dollars circulated, how money works, how you take a dollar and you work for it. You take a certain amount, you pay your tithes, take a certain amount that you put back for your retirement. You take a certain amount for investing into your future. And it's okay to enjoy the rest of it.
Mm-hmm.
And those things are not taught. Some children don't even know how to balance a checkbook.
Right.
So when
right
it comes to financial services, that's one of the things that set me apart. It's
right
because it's what I'm an expert in.
Sure.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. What are the things that the supervisors are doing now that you see as something you would continue or improve upon that you think we're already doing well, but we could do maybe better?
Bringing a new set of eyes, meaning new vision, mm-hmm, to the county.
Mm-hmm.
And they're doing a good job as far as bringing other companies into the county. But as a business owner, if I was going to the county, a lot of the things that would matter to me would be education, the value of my home, and also current taxes that are being paid for or benefits for new companies coming.
Right.
So just the economic growth of this county, they're doing a great job with that.
All right. And then, you know, as you think about, you know, just our conversation, the things we've covered thus far, what do you feel is something else that you just maybe I haven't asked you about that you want to add into this conversation?
Being more involved in my community as far as people not knowing of me,
mm-hmm,
but actually knowing me.
Sure.
And taking my job as far as budgeting and allocating funds to the growth and development of the county, but put more emphasis on the children, put more emphasis on children and also families, really knowing who Marcus Turner is.
Right.
Not only just a supervisor, but for someone they can depend on, also count on, to be a pillar in the community, not
right
for today, but also for the future.
Okay. Well, Marcus, really appreciate you stopping in and joining us here on South Haven Business Beat. We appreciate your viewership, and we look forward to the next episode of South Haven Business Beat. Thank you for tuning in.
We would like to thank the following sponsor, Pure Focus Media. Have an event coming up? Let us capture all the moments that will create memories that will last a lifetime with our professional photographer and videographer. Also announcing our new digital selfie photo booth. Book with us today. Thank you for listening to this episode of South Haven Business Beat. This podcast is brought to you by the South Haven Chamber of Commerce, We know relationships create commerce. Thank you for joining us. Like what you see and hear? Please tell others and subscribe.